Hi, this is Julie Carter, Vice President for Mission Services, and I'm happy to bring you this installment of Word and Deed, where we visit with colleagues from around St. Mary's Healthcare System to hear their experience working within our ministry. Beth Dillard, the Office Coordinator for St. Mary's Highland Hills Village, shares with us how she sees her role in living out our core value of reverence. You can hear in her voice the tenderness she holds towards the residents. Her story highlights how tightly interconnected the core values are, and how that core value of reverence in turn creates a heart that draws close to those who are poor, perhaps poor in health or spirit or physical capability or anyone less valued in the eyes of society. I think you'll enjoy it.
My name is Beth Dillard, and I serve as the office coordinator at St. Mary's Highland Hills Village. I have served in this capacity for approximately 18 months, and I'd like to share a little bit of my story with you today. When I was a little girl in the late 60s and early 70s, I have very fond memories of the original St. Mary's Hospital that was located on North Millage Avenue. It was right across the street from my grandmother's home on Meg Street. My grandmother, aunt, and my mother all worked for St. Mary's in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the medical records department. I remember how they loved their jobs and treasured their friendships with the nuns and sisters who were very visible in the hospital back in those days. I remember thinking even back then, I would love to grow up and work at St. Mary's one day. Over the years, I and my family have been hospitalized and cared for by the physicians and staff of St. Mary's and have always been so pleased at the level of excellent, compassionate care we have received through births, illnesses, and even death. Every time I visited the hospital for any reason, I always came away thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful to work here one day? Almost 2 years ago, I found myself unexpectedly searching for a job, and I took a look at the St. Mary's website. There, to my great surprise, was a position that I felt was made just for me. After interviewing and waiting patiently for an answer, I was so thankful and pleasantly surprised to be offered the position of office coordinator at St. Mary's Highland Hills. Just inside the entrance of Highland Hills hangs the mission statement and values of St. Mary's Healthcare System. Perhaps my favorite value is the one of reverence. Each day my job involves many details required with office work, but my favorite part of my job is the interaction with the retired residents who make their home at Highland Hills. I'm often reminded of the verse in Matthew that says, "As you've done for the least of these, you've also done for me." Sometimes our residents just need a listening ear. Sometimes they need help with a button that their hands can't quite get through the buttonhole. And sometimes they need somebody to show them how to operate their cell phone. Their needs vary, but their needs are usually quite simple. But with each need and each request, I try to remember to treat them with reverence and respect that they deserve, the same reverence I would hope to receive one day when I'm older too and need help with everyday living. What a joy it is to work at St. Mary's Highland Hills.
And what a treasure we have that you're here.
Thank you. I love it. I know I'm supposed to be here. It's not always roses and sunshine, but it's always a good challenge. And every morning in my quiet time, I'm like, Lord, use me today in some way. What do you have for me to do? How can I extend myself through you to these residents? And every day I have the opportunity to be that and to do that. And I'm very thankful.
And you know, what a gift to the residents, because I think you can sense as a person if somebody is here just because it's a job. And let's face it, we all need a paycheck. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you're here for, you can tell. And, you know, you touched on that core value of reverence. But you also made me think about our commitment to those who are poor, because that is a commitment to more than just financial poverty, but to anyone who's undervalued by society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many times the elderly are maybe cast aside in a way because they require maybe some special assistance or a little more time or, you know, reminding. But God willing, we'll all get to old age and, you know, we'll be dependent on someone else, right?
I remember as a little girl being somewhat fearful of old people, and I didn't understand why. It bothered me that sometimes their hands would shake, or they smelled funny, or they were crotchety in their attitudes, and I thought, oh my goodness. But it's funny how life evolves, and now I find myself loving them and wanting to just make their lives better every day, you know, in some way, even if it's just a touch of the arm or an encouraging word or helping them with their buttonholes or whatever it might be. You know, you'd be surprised what they approach the counter with up front that they need help with, and it's always so simple, and just take a minute to do it, you know. And
it you made me realize that here at Highland Hills, probably more than many other places around the St. Mary system, you all really have the opportunity to, as we say, treat body, mind, and spirit. You know, and looking at them as a whole person and all of those needs.
I was reminded just this week during my quiet time one morning of something my dad's always taught me. He said, always leave people better than you find them. You know, if they're poor in spirit or poor, however they might be, encourage them, bless them, and pick them up wherever, if they find themselves downtrodden in some way, leave them better than you found them. And that has really stuck with me over the years, that that's an important life lesson that we can all benefit from.
And now you're in a role where you do that every day. That's pretty incredible.
Thank you. And thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you.